Hello, JWA. This is my AMA ramble fap for 300 followers. I just want to say thank you to everyone that follows me. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone that sent in questions. We have quite a few to get through, so I'm just gonna get started. I watched a couple pornos this morning and listened to a few audios. So, I already want to come. So, I really hope I can make it through all these questions. Okay. First question. What is my favorite song? That's a tough one. I don't really listen to music that often, unless I'm sad. I can't really think of one favorite song. I really like alternative or pop punk music, and also rap. I know those are like kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum, but my favorite band is Blink-182, and my favorite rapper is Logic. So, I don't know. I can't really think of one specific song. Next question. What is my favorite color? My favorite color is actually emerald green. How did I come up with my username? I actually came up with my username I actually got my username because I listen to a lot of like ASMR on YouTube, I knew that I wanted my audios to have a sort of like soft, breathy quality to them, so that's how I got the whispers part, and then the sinful just came from, you know, wanting to pay homage to the fact that it's erotic audios, so. Sinful was just the first word I thought of. I'm sorry if my answers are like hard to follow or don't make any sense. It's really hard for me to keep my train of thought right now. Whispers usually makes me think of ASMR. Would you ever do an ASMR audio? Well, like I just said, I did get the whispers part from ASMR. yeah, I think I would do an ASMR audio. I've actually thought about doing ASMR for a couple years now, but never really felt like my voice was like good enough or whatever, but I mean, people on here seem to like it, so yeah, maybe I will someday. What was the biggest reason that got you to start recording erotic audios? Okay, so this one is kind of a complicated answer. I don't really listen to other female audios. I've only listened to a couple, but the ones that I did listen to, they all had this kind of like high-pitched, giggly, sweet voice, which, I mean, that's great if that's what you're into, but I know for me personally, I just prefer listening to, you know, someone's normal voice. So, I thought I would kind of add some diversity, just because I know that I have kind of a low voice for a girl, and I'm sure there's other females out there that do have just like a normal voice, but I just, the only female audios I've listened to have all had like a very high-pitched, almost anime voice. Okay. I feel like my answers really fucking suck, but okay. Do you plan to upgrade your sound equipment to a binaural microphone setup in the future? Yes, I definitely plan on upgrading my microphone eventually. I don't know if it'll be a binaural microphone. I haven't really considered that. 'Cause from what I understand, there can be pretty expensive. But, yeah, I definitely want to upgrade my setup eventually. Okay. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? Well, I'm from America, so I guess that were like stupid or lazy. I'm also Polish. Like, I mean, I'm not from Poland. My grandparents were, but I think it's also a stereotype that Polish people are stupid or lazy or whatever. Something like that. what is the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? Fuck, these are getting harder. Okay. Okay, fuck. I can't really think of one that was particularly funny. But the dumbest one, I think it was dumb just because I put myself in a potentially dangerous situation. But when I was 18, I was still a virgin. I'd never had a boyfriend and never even kissed anyone, so once I turned 18, I joined a few dating websites and ended up meeting up with this 28-year-old guy, and he picked me up and drove me like 45 minutes to his place, and it was just, I think it was dumb because, you know, things could have turned out badly, but luckily it didn't. We just made out and he fingered me and we just fooled around and then he drove me home. So, yeah. What physical aspect of the male, and if possible female as well, body turns you on the most? So on males, it's probably like hands or just a nice smile and nice teeth. On females, it's like a small waist, like the curve of their body, from their like chest to their hips, like the hourglass shape. I hope that makes sense. What time during the day are you the horniest? Honestly, like early in the morning, because I listen to audios when I work in the morning, so I usually get pretty riled up, but I can't really act on it until later at night, so yeah. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? Fuck, I can't even think. Okay. Ideal amount of sex, okay. Probably like every other day. Something like that. Favorite sex position and why? I think it's called the flat iron, but it's basically where I'm like laying flat on my stomach and the guy has his hands on my lower back, pressing down to arch my ass up. And just fucking me from behind like that. I like it a lot because it feels really good. It gets nice and deep. Fuck. And I just love feeling a guy's hands on my hips, pushing down on me. What fictional character do you want to have sex with the most? And why? Probably Evan Peters' character from the first season of American Horror Story. Not only because Evan Peters is incredibly sexy, but also just because I feel like that character specifically would just fucking rail me. What are your dick size preferences? Small, average, big. I mean, I guess average. I mean, big dicks are obviously like nice to look at. Oh fuck. And it's, you know, nice to see in porn and stuff, but in practice, I'd prefer something like, I guess, just slightly above average. Like, I think 7 inches sounds pretty good. Okay. Worst date and best date you have ever been on. So, the worst date I've ever been on. I had been dating this guy who had his license suspended for a DUI, and I wasn't driving at the time, so anywhere we wanted to go together, we had to walk. And one day he came over and told me that we were gonna go to the movies, and so we ended up walking across town to the next city over to the movie theater. And then when we got there, he had his arm around me during the previews, and right before the movie started, I guess his friends or just some people he knew came in, and he took his arm off me and they chatted for a bit, but he pretty much ignored me for the rest of the movie. And the best date I ever went on was when I first started dating my second serious boyfriend. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck. Okay. My second serious boyfriend, he booked us an hour session for an outdoor hot tub at a spa during the winter, and it was just really beautiful being surrounded by snow but still being nice and warm from the hot tub. Okay. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? GWA is actually the only subreddit I visit. I've looked at a couple other erotic subreddits, like think one of them was like NSFW art or erotic art, or it was something like that. And then I've also browsed through r/slutty confessions, but I don't look at them often. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating/relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? I guess the only thing I can really think of is like in terms of like oral sex and like eating a girl out. I've had a lot of unsatisfying oral sex, and one of my biggest pet peeves is when a guy just sticks his tongue out as far as he can and points it and just fucking goes ham on my clit. I mean, I don't know about other girls, but that's just way too much direct stimulation. So I like it when, you know, they use their whole mouth and really seem like they're enjoying it, and like instead of pointing your tongue, just like keep it flat and relaxed, and like do that when you're like licking a girl's clit instead of just flicking it. I think that feels way better. How did you stumble on GWA? So, I was actually listening to, boyfriend ASMR roleplays, and I found one that was, like, an 18 and up roleplay, and so I went to that channel and watched some of their other videos, and in one of them they had like mentioned GWA, so I went to Google and just literally typed in GWA and found this gold mine. Pretty much. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? So, I think my only hard limits for audios is like bestiality and scat. I mean, I'm definitely open to water sports, but like, scat is something I don't think I would ever explore. And yeah, bestiality, I'm just not into that, so. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick/character? I actually quite like the name Sin. When I was, you know, when I picked my username, I didn't really anticipate using Sin as a nickname. or like a way for people to address me. But when people started calling me Sin, I just really liked the sound of it. I think it sounds really pretty. And as far as like a gimmick, probably be like kind of like punk or grunge with like ripped tights and like a studded bra or something like that. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? I guess. Fuck. I guess I don't really get how some girls can just spend hours getting ready every day. Like doing their hair and makeup all the time. Like, I'll do my hair and makeup for a special occasion or something, but on the regular day to day, I just wear my hair in a bun and don't put on any makeup at all, so it just seems like a lot of time to spend every day when you could be sleeping in. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Stay away from my ex-boyfriend. I mean, if I didn't meet him, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I quite like where I am today, but he really put me through hell. Was the last movie you saw? The last movie I saw in theaters was The Joker. The last movie I just watched in general was The Incredibles 2. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? So, I've never cried during a movie, but my favorite movie of all time, and one that had a huge emotional impact on me, is Life of Pi. And if you haven't seen it or just haven't heard of it, it's basically about this kid that gets lost at sea with a tiger. But at the end of the movie, it kind of raises some questions about God, and if you really believe a kid could survive lost at sea with a tiger. And I saw it at a point in my life when I was really struggling with my religion and what I believed in, so it just really resonates with me still. If all the sex toys you own came to life Toy Story style, how would they behave? What would they talk about? So, I only have one right now. And it's just like, you know, your average dildo, but I don't know, I kind of picture it as being just this, like, kind of like a handyman. Like, just reliable, gets the job done. Something like that. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I actually just called my manager a cunt. Like last week. Because she was just riding my ass the whole day and she wouldn't let me go out for a smoke break. I mean, I didn't say it to her face, but you know. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? The original Teen Titans, for sure. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? I consider myself a Christian. But I don't think it's necessary that my partner is Christian. As long as they're not condescending or, you know, try and change my views or anything like that. So, I would be perfectly fine dating someone that believed in God. I would honestly probably be more comfortable just knowing that we share the same beliefs. Okay. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you're left wing, would you be okay dating someone that's right wing? I guess it depends on how extreme they are with their beliefs. I think you can still be with someone even if you disagree on something, but I guess if they're constantly trying to change your views or insulting your views, then I don't think that would work out. Is using coupons on the first date sexy? Ooh, that was close. Fuck. I wouldn't call it sexy, but it's definitely like a power move. You have to be pretty confident, I think, to use coupons on a first date. When you're dating someone new, do you think serious topics / questions should be avoided, saved for later, to keep the dates casual, or should it be talked about as early as possible? Let's say we're referring to the first 3 to 4 dates. I don't think it should be talked about on the first date, but by date 3 or 4, I think you're at the point when you're considering, I guess, going steady, for lack of a better word. So I think There are some important questions, you know, that you need to know the answer to before you decide that. If you were a rapper or a DJ, what would your stage name be? Gosh, I really don't know. This is one that I tried thinking about for a couple days, but I really just can't think of anything that really resonates with me. So, I'm sorry, I can't really answer that one. When you discovered audio porn, was it like an epiphany? Did you already have an attraction to voices and discovered another level of indulging in them? Or was it like, that seems like something I might twiddle to after croquet? I definitely had an attraction to voices already. I mean, when I would watch porn, I would, like, search the keyword verbal or dirty talk or something like that. So when I discovered audio porn, it was very exciting. It was definitely like a whole new level of getting turned on. Okay. Getting to the end. Thank God. Okay. I really want to come. Okay. Would you be open to doing FDOM audios in the future? Yeah, definitely, for sure. I really want to explore that side of myself. I consider myself a switch. I'm definitely more submissive leaning. But I definitely have my moments where I could really dominate someone. Okay. What are some of your kinks? Gosh. Well, my biggest kink, I guess, is just like being degraded. Being called names like cum dumpster or, you know, whore, slut, things like that. Just, it really gets me going. Another one is just like being used, which kind of touched on in some of my audios, but I would just love to be tied down and used as a toy for someone's pleasure. I'm also a masochist, so I mean, I like being slapped or spit on. Just stuff like that. Those are a couple of them. Those are the big ones. Okay, last question. What is the nicest thing someone has done for you? Gosh, I don't really know. People have done plenty of nice things for me, but I just can't think of the nicest one. I guess when My mom bought me a tattoo setup. Because I'm a tattoo apprentice and I couldn't afford to get my own machine or my own equipment and supplies and stuff, so my mom spent like almost $1,000 getting me everything I need. So that was really cool. Okay. That was it. And now I really want to fucking come. Okay. Fuck. Fuck. I just want to be filled with a hot, thick load and feel it drip down my thighs. God, I would give anything. To just be used as a toy. Just be someone's plaything for a night. Let them come in me. Over and over and over again until they're satisfied. God, I'm such a slut. Fill me up, baby. Please fuck me. Please fuck my desperate, needy pussy. Please, baby, I need it. I need to feel you inside me. I need to feel you filling me up. God, I need your cum inside me. Fuck, baby. Yeah. fucking close. Thank you again to everybody that sent in their questions, and thank you to everyone that follows me.